going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We do have tickets. I was like, oh no, where's the tickets? First off, this part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. Very important business. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling. Epic fun for kids, peace of mind for parents. Very important. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today. Okay, Bottle Rock tickets. Let's do this. This is happening all day. We're going to do a pair right now. Oh, my goodness. Everything cool? We have a pair right now. Sorry. Didn't know what's happening. Like, why is he heading for the door? At noon, 05. And then at 3, 4, 5, and 6, 05. Every hour during Jane's show, we'll have code words for you. You take them to, you text them back to us, 20357. That is our contest line. So here it is. This hour's code word is Valley, as in Napa Valley. V-A-L-L-E-Y. Text Valley to our contest line, 20357, and you are in the running for 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock. It's the whole weekend. For one little text, text the word Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y, to 20357. You'll be entered for this is your last chance this week. 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock, May 23rd through the 25th, Napa Valley. This hour's code word is Valley.
While we're in the North Bay, I've got a text here I'll read to you.
All right.
707 says, Vinny, you were the era of riding in the back of a truck and skate parks and even dirt bikes. And now you want to stop kids riding e-bikes.
Yeah, because they're going to
get killed. Don't we have enough Nancys around? Nancy. We do, that's for sure. But what I'm trying to say is, and I agree with you in that there's a lot of stuff kids should go do and have some fun and be and get a boo-boo.
A boo-boo's one
but,
thing.
But riding e-bikes around with people where they have... I've actually changed my thought process on road bikes too. Bicycles, I mean. In that it's gotten increasingly dangerous. There's too many cars, too many texters, and too much danger for someone on a bike in amongst the cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrifying how many times there are people, whether they're in cars not looking or on bikes doing whatever they want. It's too hairball out on the streets, and I don't want to kill somebody's kid.
No,
I'm actually really when I say I don't want no trouble, I really mean it. Like all the way 100%.
From the bottom of my heart.
I really don't want no trouble, right. And I'm not looking to hit some kid who's just, he's piled, you know, two girls on the back of his e-bike.
And he's going 30 miles an hour down the sidewalk.
Go player, but like, you know, honestly, I'm rooting for you with the girls, but get off the road. No.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, I feel like biking now for me has to be a mountain bike or dirt bike, like motorcycles or, you know, on tracks. Because in amongst the cars, it's scary.
It is scary.
And I don't want to hit your kid.
No.
I don't think anyone does in their right mind anyway.
Right.
Sarah might, though. She really wants to kill somebody.
That's not true. I have ways of doing it. It's not that I want to, Vin.
But justice has to be
if
brought.
Justice must be brought. I will exact it.
Don't go hiking with Sarah.
Ever.
Unless we're on good terms, then we're fine. Don't worry about it. I hike with John all the time.
He's lived all these years.
And I don't even think about pushing him off. There's a new Hollywood condition, everyone. And it's called Ozempic mouth. So what did you call the fat in your cheek? Buckle.
I never.
Buckle fat.
Buckle.
I think.
Buckle fat.
You didn't hear that from me.
Wow, never heard that.
Oh.
But unless it was in a story.
Yeah. Buccal?
I've heard of it only because I know an influencer who got buckle fat removal. That's what she called it.
Oh,
anyway.
Buckle fat.
Yeah.
All right. So I've heard of that. I don't know who, I could have sworn it was you. Maybe it did come up in a story or something. But some people are getting that removed so that they have a higher cheekbone.
Mm.
But apparently, when you do like Ozempic or these other, whatever these drugs are called, there's like a class of drugs, semaglutide or something. They just leave your skin sagging down. You get this thing called Ozempic mouth. So now everybody is like, I lost all this weight and now I'm going to go get fillers injected into my face because my face is sagging down and I got jowls.
Wait a minute. So here you lose the weight and you're your best you.
And you're
but
like,
then you get this
my
puke
face. Isn't fat enough.
You get a melt face.
Yes, you get a melt face. It creates these jowls.
Oh.
I know.
Well, that's, you know, the quick fixes. There's always some kind of, I mean, I don't know about the Ozempic. I've never done it. I plan to just drop a few pounds this summer doing some exercise. That's the move for me. It feels like any of these shortcuts, though, like, I don't know.
There's always something.
Is it savaging your liver? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, there's something where you go, oh, well, I'm also, the side effect is I can't get a boner or whatever.
So we are looking at some, I don't know if these are Ozempic things or these are just like the ladies got the buckle fat removed, but there is definitely some removal of the cheeks. Like the cheek gets a lot smaller.
That surgery in the picture, the big one he's enlarged, yeah, is hardly worth the hassle. You see a big difference there?
No, and not only that, it looks like a little bit of makeup went a long way on the one on the right.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think that is not worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Although down lower right-hand corner, I mean, we're getting Angelina Jolie style there. That's not looking too bad.
Do you know anybody who's done that and had a major transformation?
I have a feeling that people don't tell me when they get stuff done. Because I know that some of my friends have gotten some stuff done. And I'm pretty vocal about, you don't need to, you're beautiful. Just let yourself age. It's fine. And everybody gets it done. Like, everybody. You can't walk around. Everybody's got blown up lips.
And everybody knows not to tell you anything.
I know. Never tell me anything. I'll just tell all your secrets on the air.
Everybody's got it done.
All my girlfriends have had at least some stuff. Well, maybe not Marianne. I don't know if she's had anything done. But I know plenty of chicks who had like
Marianne
faceless,
is like
eyeless,
the lady
knee.
Too. So the you guys don't know Marianne, but this is one of Sarah's best friends. She's freaking stunning.
Still, she's 62 years old. She's
I know, but
gorgeous.
Be 60. Oh, to me, that's like, yeah, be 62 yeah. And be how you look.
She's never really had anything done. She still looks friggin' phenomenal.
Yeah. I'd be sad to hear that she got, you know.
I know. Listen, go get some Botox if you're worried about the lines on your face and stuff. But people are just doing so much stuff to themselves. And like, we've all seen the tragic duck lip. Some people have great duck lips, I'm sure. I just feel like, did anybody look at that and go, oh, I got to have that. I've got to have that look. It's a thing. Anyway, so there's a new way to tell if a celebrity is taking Ozempic or a similar drug. It's all in the mouth. Look at them. Look at what their mouth looked like last month. And then look at what their mouth looks like this month. There is a cosmetic dermatologist named Dr. Michelle Green. She says stars like Whoopi Goldberg, Sharon Osbourne, and Rebel Wilson are showing signs of Ozempic mouth. Now, if you did just like buckle down and lost weight in some other way, wouldn't you also get this? I mean, it's not like your skin is just snapping on back at you.
Maybe they're saying it because it happens faster.
Maybe.
What I've seen on TikTok about it, obviously very reliable source.
Yes, obviously.
Is that because you're not eating, enough protein, and so your body is feeding off of your muscle so that you end up looking like more like
stringy?
Yes.
Sinewy?
Yes.
They do tell you to eat a lot of protein when you're on those drugs.
Oh, really?
Are you still on it?
I was off when I had my surgery. I got off of it for almost a month and a half, and I just restarted it again. I've lost, you know.
And which one are you on?
Wegovy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what's that like? You give yourself a shot?
Yeah, a little shot in the leg.
Every day?
No, it's once a week.
Oh.
But
and then what happens?
It takes a couple months before it starts to work. Like you have to build up to the right dose.
Is that so?
So I just got to the right dose. So I'm just now, like, I think the last week I lost like 3 pounds.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Mm. And I've got to lose like 15. That's really.
Yeah. So three 15. Is a good,
that's
like,
great.
Yeah.
Good start.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is what this doctor's saying. One who was just yapping.
Oh, what's her name?
Dr. Michelle Green.
Okay, Michelle Green.
Many users of Ozempic, who I know, report noticeable volume loss in the face, which can result in the formation of fine lines, wrinkles, sagging skin, and jowls around the mouth. Aging will also do that to you. This volume loss can also worsen the appearance of existing fine lines, wrinkles, and skin laxity. Fun new word. Contributing to a more aged smile and overall look. You get skinny, but you look older. It's irony. Trade one for the other. Ironically, they say here, people with Ozempic mouth are now turning to cosmetic treatments like fillers to restore the volume around the mouth areas. So you do one thing, and then you got to do the other thing, and the next thing you know, you look like, you know how Tom Cruise has that kind of like pillow face now? Like it's sort of pillowy?
Don't.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Nick Cage has it too. So like, just a little bit too pillowy. It's like, oh, let's puff that up a little. It's so pillowy. Yeah, that's a thing. Anyway, just...
Wow. Busting what? On Tom Cruise, one of the most beautiful men in the world.
Are you telling me you haven't noticed all the work he's gotten done? He can't, Tom Cruise.
I haven't noticed.
Can't.
Yeah, I'm telling you that. Yes.
So, because you're a lying liar who lies?
No.
Is that why? There was a guy who could have just aged gracefully. Why do you have to go all Burt Reynolds? That guy toward the end. I'm like, what are you doing? Kenny Rogers. Who is that guy? What did you need to do that for?
Well, it's the same reason everyone has to do it, because they're doing their best work right now and they want their face to match their physical activity on the screen.
Mm.
You don't want Tom Cruise launching into the air to save the world and his face is flying back by his ears. You can't have that. Yeah, you cannot have that.
I feel like you can have it.
You can't.
You can.
No.
Look at him. Oh, look at that old guy go. Woo! Anyway, Ozempic face, guys. Watch out for it. Wednesday, season 2. Anthony Michael Hall has been announced as part of this. I don't have, let's see, Wednesday. If you watch the first season, this is a Netflix show. It's excellent. It follows Jenna Ortega in the titular role of the Addams Family daughter. Her time as a student at Nevermore Academy. And it looks like they're adding Hall. I don't see what he's going to be doing here. However, he was in Edward Scissorhands, so they are calling this a reunion of sorts.
Oh, with
him,
Burton.
Him and Tim Burton. So I was like, hold on a second. Wasn't there some trouble with Anthony Michael Hall? And it turns out there was.
You know, one of the things that I saw recently was him talking about how after having done all those movies in the 80s, he found himself not finding work.
Yeah.
And you have to imagine that's got to, like, I don't know what that feels like to be red hot. He hasn't done anything wrong, but he's not getting hired for gigs anymore.
Right.
And you got to wonder, like, how angry must someone, you know, I could see him, like, sort of sitting at home seething.
Being like, I should have saved some of that sweet, sweet teen movie money.
If you watch the Brat Pack documentary, a lot of them feel like they hate that. They hated that term. They feel that term hurt them later.
Probably did.
They were Brat Packers.
Yeah. That it hurt them getting roles after those big movies.
Some of them definitely continued to work. But yeah, I mean, any kind of label. Look, Gilligan was always going to be Gilligan.
Well, you say some of them continued to work. I think most of them fell out and for a while.
I feel like.
And have cut. Like Spader came back in that one show.
Spader came
and
back.
Had a huge hit. And
but
probably
that was years later.
A much needed, you know, infusion.
Judd. Some cash.
Nelson?
Nielsen. Nelson? Judd Nelson?
Nelson, I thought.
I thought it was Nelson, too. But either way, that guy didn't work anymore.
You know, I wonder, too, if
so
these
Andrew
people...
McCarthy, it took him... He did...
He's great. He was always great. My favorite.
But Molly Ringwald, she had problems.
Yes.
Ali Sheedy had problems.
Demi still continued to work, though.
I would say Rob Lowe.
Who's Ferris Bueller? That guy. He made some other movies.
He was part of the Brat Pack?
Matthew Broderick. Yeah, was he part of like around then.
I don't think so.
He's not listed as a Brat Packer. Emilio Estevez was off and on.
Emilio Estevez went away for sure.
Yeah.
Well, he had Young Guns. That was big.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I like that.
Sorry.
That's where you get the regulator.
Don't look at me so sad.
Yeah.
It's like one of the...
Is that where that comes from?
That's from that.
That's
I mean,
so funny.
From a hit song.
Yeah.
So Anthony Michael Hall, who is going to be in Wednesday, although I don't see what his role is going to be. In this
I haven't seen that
story.
Either.
Okay. But isn't this... It's this September or October that this
be done
is coming.
Already.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why they're not... maybe they're just trying to keep
it's
all a secret.
It's going to be a surprise.
Anthony Michael Hall, renowned for his roles in 80s classics like The Breakfast Club. Lots of legal issues in recent years. In 2016, he had an altercation with a neighbor in Playa del Rey. This was at a condo complex. It was just such a weird thing. Remember there were like overhead surveillance video of him just like being kind of a madman like in what looked like a parking lot at a condo complex. The incident resulted in the neighbor sustaining injuries. It was all captured on video. He pleaded no contest to a reduced misdemeanor charge and was sentenced to 3 years probation, 40 hours of community service. In 2020, he was involved in another incident where he was recorded in a heated argument with guests at a hotel pool in Austin, Texas. Later, he publicly apologized for his behavior, maybe drinking. But I didn't find anything that was like, and then he stabbed someone or... I don't know if he struggles with anything else. It's not listed in any of this.
I don't think he does. I think he's just angry.
They're saying anger management and past issues with alcohol.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's his name? Alec Baldwin is a guy who's just furious.
Mad. And people knowing that know how to, I mean, we've watched his buttons get pushed where you're even thinking to yourself, no, Alec, no. No. Don't do it. Anyway, Anthony Michael Hall, look for him on Wednesday.
He's also he's in my club. He's bipolar.
Oh, well,
that's a club now, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about a club. But...
I mean, why not have a club for it? People need support. Those are what support groups are for. That's a club.
I'm in a support group for it.
Are you?
Yeah, and it's called the Bipolar Social Club. So it is a club.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's mostly.
We're joking.
Yeah. No. It's. The thing
you go to a meeting
no we have like email strings and there's like people will it's especially for people like myself who've been diagnosed late in life and are like did you notice this is this you know this happened and how the you know are you, what are you taking
so you
is
never
this
meet
helping you? No
oh is
I'm sure that I'm sure they've tried to, I'm sure they'll do mixers or something but this one's purely online.
Well, it's good that there are all different ways to find support for
mental
health issues. I feel like we've never been more attuned to that.
It was a big open eye for me when I got diagnosed and like changed a lot of like how I looked at like some of the stuff in my life. Like, why do I think this way? Why can I ever like just be normal? And
even like people's, you know, the whole trigger thing. Like, I think that was one of the most annoying words or something last week. Like people do, there's trigger warnings on everything now. Not just like shows and movies, but like if I'll get a Kindle book and it'll be like, click here for a list of potential triggers that are in this book. I'm like, I don't know if I want to learn. I would like those things to be a surprise because I've clicked it and it's been like female main character. This happens to her or this kidnapping or some, you know, things that could be triggers for people. And you go, oh, okay. Well, I guess I don't want to read that. I don't need to have that in my life or whatever.
I'm not trying to change it, but I don't like it, the trigger warning. I think that you need to learn to deal with life on life's terms, and there are going to be things that could trigger you, and you need to be able to handle that. I can't go around to every TV station and say, your beer commercials are making drinks look so good. Could you not? Like, that is not how life is lived. You have to be able to deal with the things that could, and if there are things that often trigger you, then TV or whatever that thing is probably not for you. But it, because of some of the positive changes about mental health, they've gone to the other side where now everyone's got to be worried about everyone. Yeah. And I don't necessarily think that should be the way. I think we should all be able to handle what our problem is to some extent.
Yeah, I to some extent, I agree with you that we can take things too far. On the other hand, if you sat down to watch Cinderella or something with a kid and it, at the very beginning it popped up, you know, that there were some things that, and Cinderella is actually a bad example because it's like a rated G. But if you were sitting to watch something with a kid and a movie, even the Nightmare Before Christmas, like it might say dark imagery or glowing red eyes, whatever it says. And then, you know, not to do that. Like, how many times have your kids watched something and then now they can't sleep? And if they were triggered by that, okay, maybe for some kids, a conversation and a cope with it speech would work. And for other people, it becomes more.
I think,
especially if you're already struggling with stuff.
I think when you mention kids, that's different than mentioning grownups.
But aren't all grownups just big kids? We all have these fears that come with us. And if something has happened to you and you can be warned about it, like if something pops up and it says sexual violence on it, I never watch that. I'm like, I'm not having that. I don't need those images. I don't want to see that. Thank you for the warning.
Good point.
Here's the latest on the beef within the White Lotus community. Now, this would be Walton Goggins and our Bucktooth heroine, which I'm sure I'm in trouble for saying Bucktooth. She's adorable. Amy Lou Wood, who is great in that show. She's great. She's great on Sex Education, too, which is a Netflix show that is so good. In season three, it's a great season, The White Lotus. All the seasons are good. It's been overshadowed somewhat here now that it's finished, all the episodes have aired, by rumors about beef in the cast. So I don't know if this solves anything, makes it worse. Jason Isaacs, who plays the dad of the family whose daughter has gotten them to Thailand in order to try and stay at a monastery. So if you've watched season three, you know who this guy is. Jason Isaacs, he posted a picture of himself kissing Walton Goggins on the head. Walton Goggins plays this guy who's in Thailand because he wants to kill this guy that killed his dad. Spoiler alert. They run into each other on a flight or in the airport, and in the caption, he's giving him a kiss. So Jason Isaacs, one actor, is kissing this other actor, Walton Goggins, on the head, and then captions it, "Hey, all you genius online sleuths, see any beef?" A lighthearted reference to the actual beef that Walton Goggins will not talk about. Nobody will talk about it. I don't know if he's poking the bear or what. So in a recent interview that was supposed to be about his next project, Walton Goggins was asked about the issues that he has with Amy Lou Wood. He said, "I'm not going to have that conversation." After Goggins's two publicists also intervened, the interview continues, and then the writer tries to bring it up again, and Goggins, there is no conversation to be had about that. What the F? Come on, buddy. Wow. And that's the end of the interview. So there's something, which is... well, why we're all like, what? What happened? What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the show, so I'm actually really on the outside of the White Lotus conversation. I got to get to it.
Well, you should start with season one because there's a light thread. Yeah. I didn't get to this last week. Oh shoot, I'm almost out of time. I'll just do it really quick. Tony Awards nominations: Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal's Othello shut out. It broke records for how much it was making on a weekly basis on stage, and that doesn't matter. However, George Clooney got an acting nod for Good Night and Good Luck and for the production itself. It was not nominated for Best Play, but he got an acting nod. So there's that. And there's a whole bunch of, there's a very long list of Tony Awards nominations that if you're into that, you probably already saw last week, but I thought, sorry, Denzel and Jake, breaking all the records, but not getting all the nominations. All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
What's something that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago?
Oh.
After these.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening. Happy Monday. Come join us this Friday for our live broadcast at Cache Creek. All the details are at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Summer's here, and the adventure starts now. Thanks to the Fremont Bank Foundation, Aqua Adventure brings more than just thrills. Go to FremontBank.com/giving to learn about its community involvement. Thanks, Fremont Bank. Sunny and warm today. Yeah. Some might call it hot. 78 in San Francisco would That's be called hot. Hot.
That's hot.
And 80s elsewhere. So warm, nice, beautiful day. It's already beautiful outside. As I
Bright blue. Like, what a sky.
Stupid wind is blowing, but, you know, what are you going to do? Wind comes in the spring, and it's just can't be stopped. It everything. Ruins everything, yeah.
Damn you, wind!
Wind. The Warriors won, which
Warriors.
Means they move on, and the Rockets Phew. Start vacation today.
Have a good one.
Right. Next play at Minnesota tomorrow night, 6:30 tip time. Go Warriors!
Late in the fourth quarter, with like just a minute or two left, they flash to Draymond, and he just looks at the camera and goes, "It's been real," and is waving. I'm like, "Oh, Draymond, you're so yeah."
Did
you
see him punch that guy in the face?
Yeah,
yeah. That was one of those plays where you just go. Worst actor of all time. Make it one motion and maybe it's sellable. But every time he's like, oh, here's a chance for me to hit somebody. Clunk. Of course, the guy then falls to his, you know, the ground. There's no like even kind of effort to play it tough. He's like,
drama, baby.
I'm hurt. I'm down. I'm hurt.
Draymond's problematic, but he's, you know, he's our problematic guy.
Hey, listen, he's... Defense. He's the guy.
He's the man.
I was looking at my Instagram, everyone. I just wanted to mention this real quick. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead, who's local royalty, is apparently off for a minute and went to go see the Post Malone show with Jelly Roll.
Oh.
I want to show Sarah this picture because when you look at it, you'll be like, what is Posty doing besides... He's got a country uniform on with a grill. He's got a red cup in his hand, a cowboy hat.
Mixing every possible style and genre.
Big giant belt buckle.
I'm all things to all people.
And then the grill. You know, the big, whatever that is, the big silver diamond mouthpiece that
is
he
that
wears.
Is that a removable one? Does anyone know?
It's got to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd think.
Anyway. That tour apparently is on, and Bob Weir went to see it. But I looked at Posty and went,
what?
Look at him go.
Yeah.
Tight cowboy boot, jean wearing buckle, belt buckle, the whole thing.
It's a good look.
I should wear my grill more often.
You have a grill?
Yeah.
Please wear your grill tomorrow.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Wear your grill.
I got it years and years
doesn't
ago.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't? It doesn't what?
It doesn't. It's real.
Well, you're going to bring it in and show us.
Yeah, we'll bring a hammer with pictures. You. I'll get
we're
that thing
get
on
that
you.
Thing right on there permanently. Grill. I cannot wait to see this. Please send yourself a note. Bring that in.
Don't forget, it's Cinco de Mayo, everyone. And there are deals out there. You search it up. As my kids would say, search up. Where's your phone? Can you search up?
Oh.
Search up.
That's the thing.
Search up. Can you search up?
Well, I would just say Google.
Yeah, I know you would, but they say search up.
Search up.
Can you search up? No, I can't.
Searching up.
Kids aren't really searching on Google anymore.
What?
They search
up. What else is there to search on?
TikTok.
Oh, boy.
Or they just, well, my kid, like the young one, has learned, you just tell it.
What you want to say?
Hey, Siri. Oh, sorry. I know I just did that into a mic, but you know what I mean. Like that.
Siri just woke up.
I know. I didn't mean to. That wasn't. I'm sorry. What can I do?
So
I just
don't hit yourself.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't mean to. I'm just saying.
We'll get Draymond Green in here to take care of you.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll do it too.
Yeah. None of that.
Anyway. They talk she because she can't spell.
Right, so she just talks to the thing and it says, sure, whatever you need, kid. I would love to get you hooked early.
She can search up stuff without having to...
Search up.
How are babies made?
Well, let me tell you all about it.
They like clearly pictures? Haven't done that because I found out the hard way by opening my dumb yapper. We don't know that yet at my house. Let me do I got a couple things. Hold on. Where'd that story go? This story is, you know, we always do those stories about the most expensive places to live. And of course, the Bay Area is, if it's not number one, it's always in the top two.
It is pricey.
Here are some cities that are relatively affordable for a household earning $100K.
Okay.
So that is...
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they pay that in Cleveland, but Cleveland.
Okay.
Louisville.
Oh.
These are some cities. If you're out there going, I just can't make this work here anymore. Right. How does Memphis, Tennessee sound?
Oh.
New Orleans. Cincinnati. Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Detroit. Houston, which not is one problem. Of the bigger cities in Texas.
Yeah. Texas has so much land, though. There's tons of tract housing there.
Las Vegas and Nashville, Tennessee, all seeming very affordable.
There are neighborhoods where you can make $100,000. And are they talking about like that's like the entire family's like the mom and dad or, you know?
I think so. Like they're trying to talk about where you could go where it would be affordable for a household.
Where you'd be able to get a house.
Right.
And live a comfortable life.
And those, I think that survey is better than the ones that say, you can't afford to live in these places, especially telling it to the place that right. always seems at the top of the list. It's like, yeah, we know, dude. It
does seem like coastal stuff is. If you're on the coast, it just gets more expensive, middle out.
But Indianapolis is looking good.
You know, thank you for Silicon Valley reference.
I got it.
Kat Von D.
Yeah.
Is that the lady? She basically bought a castle in Indianapolis. And it was. No. We talked about it. It was like a 2 years ago.
I didn't know
ago.
It was in Indiana. I thought, okay.
I think it was. Maybe it was in French Lick. I don't know. Somewhere in Indiana.
Okay.
And it was this gorgeous, like, I want to say she paid $1 million for it. And it's acres of beautiful land and this gorgeous brick palace, very goth looking by the time she was done with it. And she moved there with like her mom and her sister, and they all moved into a castle together.
She didn't take her husband and kid?
No, I don't know. She has a husband and kid?
I thought so. I thought that's who you said she moved there with was her husband and kid.
I thought she moved with her mom and her sister. However, is it possible she broke up with the husband and so they share the kid?
I don't know. I was reading one of those stories, though, about it was one of those things where... women saying, we're not going to do this crap anymore. They get to a certain age and they're over it. And one of the things was going out at night. And what, like, I get it. We all start to want to be home and we want our own beds and we want, you know,
yes.
the things we've earned in life, the comforts. And you're less likely to be like, we're raging all night mm-hmm. and I'm going to sleep on someone's floor next to their dog and it's going to be fine.
You never think you're going to get over that until you do.
And then you're over it.
And you're like, no thanks.
And so why did I bring that up? Because I can see you move into Indiana and being like, it's totally, look at this house, look at this. But I also can see you being like, you know what? One step too far.
Yeah. Yep.
We may have gone one step too far.
I'm a tap machine and I'm going to head back to the coast.
I got to have some fun. Maybe during the daytime. That's for me. That's it.
Right.
I want daytime fun. Nighttime, have a good one.
So the town is called Vive, Indiana, and it's known as Indiana's weirdest town.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that speaks a lot volumes as to why she would go there. She's kind of a weird lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, I'll never forget the time she was going out with Jesse James,
motorcycle.
West Coast Choppers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is that his thing?
I think that was him.
She was going out with him and it's on the show, on her tattoo show. He walks into the parlor and she's like, look, I got your childhood picture tattooed on my rib cage. And he shows it to her and you can already, I feel him wanting to go, I want to break up.
Yeah.
I really want to break up right now. I want to, but you shouldn't have done that.
This reminded me, we were talking about Sandra Bullock earlier. He was like married to her for a while.
When he
too.
Started doing the lady.
Right. That had like, you know.
The porn star.
F you across her forehead.
No, something for sinners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pray for us sinners or something like that. But it was like, on her forehead.
On her forehead.
Yeah. Anyway, right there before he dumped her, she, look, I got this tattoo.
That's, and she's one of those people who's coloring all her skin black, right?
You probably want to.
Might be what you do if you.
That's where you start. The picture of the guy who dumped you right after you tattooed his face.
A black triangle right there over this.
Oh, man.
Just see how it goes. Yeah.
A list of things that are sexy now that weren't 20 years ago.
Blacked out tattoos.
Eyebrows that aren't pencil thin.
Mm. Yeah.
Except all the people that got pencil thin ones back then can't seem to grow them back now. So it's kind of unfortunate that it's now acceptable because they can't.
I know. Charlize Theron always says that, like, the never do anything to leave your brows.
Lack of a tan. It used to be almost everyone went to tanning salons or went tanning or baby oil and 8 hours of sun. Not being tan somehow lowered your attractiveness, but you can now have no tan.
Because everyone has no tan. We're all sitting in our houses on our butts in front of our computers.
We've also learned about skin cancer and, you know, skin being the biggest organ, and you want to protect it from getting cancer because once that starts there, you're in big trouble. Big trouble.
Sunscreen, people.
Sunscreen. I was at the beach with the fam on Sunday and met some people. And on one occasion, I realized I had sunscreen on me. And I took a picture with someone and went, "Oh, I'm gonna regret." I don't regret it.
Full on zinc.
It's pretty thick stuff. Yeah, I was out for the whole
mime style.
No, not mime style, but I was there for hours, so I put on the heaviest stuff, I'm sure it was visible in the photo. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Well, then they can learn about protection for themselves.
What's something that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago? 50-year-olds. 20 years ago, when people turned 50, they looked like they should be on Golden Girls. Today, 50 looks like a 30. They're right.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bald guys with beards used to scream midlife crisis. Now it's a whole aesthetic.
It is hotter now. I don't think
anyone used to do that. Now it's very normal. And there was a lot. The shaved head thing didn't happen for, you know.
It was astounding when Kojak was like the guy who was like, oh my God, he's on TV and he's bald.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody does it. You get to a certain age, you start losing your hair. You're like, F it. Get out of here.
Muscular women. What's something that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago? Muscular women.
That to me is a type thing. There are some people who like that and other people who don't.
I think muscles look hot on a lady. I don't.
Yeah, but you don't want, you know,
I don't want that in
style.
A guy either, though.
No.
So for me, I'm not that I'm a bottom, but you know what I mean.
Go on.
What
are you then?
I'm a top. I've told you that a million times. Anyway, what I'm saying is I wouldn't want an overly muscled guy or an overly muscled lady, but I like muscles on a girl. Sure. You don't?
No, I'm not into muscles on a girl. I haven't really thought about that. I don't want an overly muscular dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like when a girl has some light muscling, but I don't want you to have that weird bikini oil on your body and the thing that's supposed to look like a smile, but is really you just going.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to act natural while every part of my body is squeezing.
Do I have some veins popping
out
yet?
It's a skill I haven't quite gotten to yet. The whole every part of my body is squeezing, but I'm also smiling naturally.
But I like people who look, you know, fit, but not like they're going out for Mr. or Mrs. Universe.
Something that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago. Long hair on dudes. That's crazy.
That's always been sexy.
Yeah. You're crazy.
Love long hair on dudes.
Smaller chested women.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I've always thought that was hot.
Yeah. I think that it's a type thing. Some people are like, yeah, give me big old fake ones. And other people are like, yeah, I don't care if you even have any.
My type, I think, if there's one, is natural. Like, that's what I would want.
Whatever came with the package.
Yeah, however you were
no
built.
No upgrades necessary.
And if we get along, then I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
Dad bods.
They are. It is nice to see.
It's not nice. It is. No one likes that.
I mean, listen, there's a fine line between dad bod and, you know, come on, let's go for a walk. You know? It's not. But I don't mind a dad bod.
Dad bod to barf bag, thin line.
Very fine line.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Sweatpants with elastic around the ankles and calf length socks. This is something that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago. I don't believe it. But yeah. I noticed that the party I went to recently where all the college kids were at.
Yes.
They were all going for that like 80s, 90s mix of weird fashion. And in one case, there was like this weird Reebok jacket that was right out of the 80s. And I thought that person had to dig hard and far to find that thing in any kind of wearable condition. And
it looks vintage.
And they're, yeah, it, but they're wearing it like at a party. Like they put that on and went, I'm going out in this.
This is what I put together for today.
This is my thing. Ah. And the Reebok, the sweat pant with the cuffed,
I remember those cuffs. You mean the cuff that's like this, like a sort of like a sleeve cuff?
Yeah. And not, it tightens at the ankle as opposed right. to falling down over the top of your shoe.
Because there were also the ones that were just like a ring of elastic inside, like a rounded cuff. So they looked kind of poofy.
There's that as well. I don't like either of them.
Yeah.
But that's now back.
Yeah.
What's something that's sexy now that wasn't 20 years ago? Being vegan.
That's not sexy. Cut that out.
Being enough a non-smoker makes the list.
Yes, that is good.
Having zero posts on social media.
No.
I can see that.
Some. Is it sexy though?
You know what? If I met someone today that said, I have no presence on social media at all whatsoever and never did, I would be blown like.
Right. You'd be like, who are you hiding from? What are you in witness protection?
Yeah. Who do you kill?
Right.
What's your real name?
Yeah.
Because we all do
highly
that.
Suspicious.
You hear something like we've talked about that. The crowd runs for that thing and you. Well, I got to try that too.
Oh, it turns out it's really fun.
I better get on there. Yeah. That's where it's all happening.
Let's see what everyone's up to.
Oh no.
I'm going to creep on these girls over
here. I just got hacked.
What?
What?
Why would I have
I was talking to my daughters about this just yet. The next one on the list is hand crank windows in cars.
That's sexy.
Well, what? It's on the list.
That's what a weird thing to have on this list.
My daughter's in the back seat and goes, can you roll down the window? It's hot in here. And the whole car looks back at her and goes, roll it down yourself. There's a button right there. And she goes, oh. And then we started talking about the hand crank and how
it's funny that she calls it rolling down a window, though. And it is true, even though there haven't been like roll down windows in a really long time, that people go, roll down your window. Like they're making the hand crank.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. They don't go, maybe they do. I just haven't noticed. I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. God, I had so many good ones, and now they've all been pushed down. Darn it. Don't worry. What's her name responds to voice recognition. Didn't respond to you on the air.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now she it knows if it's you.
So it doesn't always work that way. If somebody's voice is close enough, it'll do it. But it's not like the A word lady who's in your kitchen. She'll wake right up for anybody. Anybody can order anything off of her. Trust me.
925, I am with you.
Mm.
OMG. When you said 20 years ago, I immediately thought the 1970s.
Yeah, yes.
So
yeah.
Sad to realize it means the 2000s.
You know what? I'm just realizing that
LOL.
Right now. I was thinking like the 90s.
It's there are a bunch of times in my life where I've said something was 20 years ago and I've only just become old enough and realized it was 30, maybe more years ago, mm-hmm. not 20.
It's actually frightening how fast time goes.
Yeah.
Now we're all sitting here thinking about immortality.
Yeah, wow. I was literally just thinking the word mortality in my head. That's so crazy.
Maddie, well, your club needs today. A mascot. How about a bear?
Why not?
Mm. Are we talking about a handsome bear from the Castro, or are we talking about...
I got a few bears that have been trying to sneak into my DMs.
Oh, let's.
Is that right?
Like
that.
Yeah, I got a couple guys.
A little flirting.
I mean, they seem like they're flirting. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever been with a guy?
No. Oh. No. I mean, and not.
No, like hand.
Got no problem with that. I've.
What did you just ask?
Huh? What?
What did you just ask?
Just wondering. You know, a lot of times when people are kids, sometimes.
No.
Some older guy.
And my friends, I'm around gay guys all the time. Yep. So, yeah. So.
I'm just wondering.
Just never have.
You're not bi-curious?
No.
All right.
I mean, and again, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Absolutely not.
That's just not my thing.
You know?
If really it's not like your women. Thing, it's not, okay.
Really like women.
Who are you trying to convince, man?
Slide into his DMs if you're a woman.
Women.
Woman.
What's coming out of the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. Lady Gaga drinking at festivals. And hey, I thought Oasis were a bunch of a-holes.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.